Coach Young, your initial summation after tonight's game here in Providence.
Yeah, just disappointed, obviously, with the outcome. The stats are kind of a never really seen before, where we were, plus 27 on a field goal attempts and only 5 turnovers. Just a really inefficient night for us on the offensive end. And then, obviously we had a really hard time guarding those guys. Couldn't keep guys in front. They made plenty of shots as well, which clearly hurt. But I thought the turning point was that that stretch there in the end of the first half where they hit 2 threes. We had kind of cut it to, I think, 6 or 7. They made 2 big threes and kind of pushed things out. But, uncharacteristic game for us. A lot of things that have not happened thus far in this season kind of happened tonight. And, something we'll have to respond to for sure.
It's a long game. There's, 130, 140 possessions between the two teams. But I know you couldn't have been too pleased. Kind of the first thing you get tonight, the first look you get is what you want. And it seemed like in the first 5 minutes you had so many looks around the rim that you expect to go, and I'm not sure many of them did.
Yeah, like you said, Cannon gets a point-blank layup to start the game on a play we had worked on this morning, and kind of set the tone. I just thought, for whatever reason, our guys really rushed around the basket, which I thought didn't see that one coming. A lot of our where we've been sped up has been out on the perimeter tonight. I thought in the interior we got sped up with our finishing, and so it was one of those nights where you kind of had to rely on your defense, and we didn't have it on that end of the floor either. Give them credit, they did a good job of executing and getting to the free throw line and obviously making threes as well.
Seems like a good barometer for this team, Coach, is assists. Only 9 assists tonight. What did you see out there? I mean, it seemed like your guys were maybe going a little too much one-on-one on their own stuff, but was Providence kind of taking away some things you like to do?
I just thought the game came down to one-on-one defense. They guarded our guys one-on-one. We had a hard time creating an advantage maybe outside of Dawson. Yegor got sped up. Cannon got sped up. And then on the flip side, on the defensive end, they were really attacking our one-on-one defense. And so, hard to get assists when you're not really creating a ton of help, a lot of drive and kick that we normally get. So, that's something that we got to get better at and find different ways to create advantages when we're facing that kind of defense.
All right, closing comments with Coach Kevin Young coming up in the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show from Providence. 83-64, Friars a winner on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Greg and Mark, courtside here in Providence with BYU head coach Kevin Young. It is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu. Serving sweet memories for 75 years. The ice cream here would stay cold.
I've never been this cold in an arena.
We're on top of a hockey rink, and you can feel it. All right, BYU falls to Providence tonight, 83-64. Coach, pretty much every NBA team represented the building tonight to see Yegor play. Doesn't have the night he would have liked to have, 0 for 10 from the field, 0 for 5 from 3. Maybe describe the learning curve, the education process for Yegor Demian early in this season.
Yeah, feel bad for him, with everybody in the building to see him as we're out here on the East Coast. But, he'll bounce back. He's a resilient guy. He's a really talented player. He's been a joy to coach so far. But, yeah, he's got to learn that people are going to go after him. I don't think that's something that – and I've tried to tell him that. I've tried to – and he listens. He's aware of it. But I think, what does that mean, right? Like, how are they going to pressure him? How are they going to go after him defensively as well? And, he's a smart enough guy to figure it out. And I can do a better job of putting him in more advantageous situations. And it's something that we'll have to get done together. But, tough night for him for sure.
Coach, I'm just curious how you as a staff kind of digest a game like tonight. I'm sure you're pouring over film, going through all that. And then is it about sitting down with the team and watching film? Is there individual film sessions? And then you try and implement changes in practice, or how does that work for you guys?
Yeah, I don't know so much as it's changes. It's just kind of highlighting, you know, where we feel like we fell short, you know, execution-wise. But we'll definitely watch film as a staff and all of the above to answer your question. You know, we'll watch film as a staff. We watch individual film with the guys. We got a group of guys that's really hungry to learn, and they're good listeners, and I got a staff that works, really hard at it. So. We'll have plenty of stuff to get better at.
You're about to enter a stretch you never saw in the NBA. You're going to go 4 weeks and play three games. So what do you want to do with this next period of time that you got with your guys?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the three kind of power conference teams that we played, I mean, the commonality was obviously a lot of the pressure. And so, you know, what answers do we have for that? What kind of kryptonite do we have that we can go to there? And that's where we'll spend a lot of our time on the offensive end. On the defensive end, we have to get better. You know, we have to get better with our one-on-one defense. We got to get better with our help behind it. Find out, who can really sit down and keep their man in front of them, and that may impact, you know, some of the substitutions and so forth. But that's definitely going to be a big point of emphasis.
Not to take anyone lightly, but in 4 weeks you will start Big 12 play. As you've kind of seen things happen around you in this league, what are your thoughts of this conference that you'll start here in 4 weeks?
Yeah, it's talented. You know, a lot of really good teams. I think for me, it's just trying to, you know, have comparisons of levels, right? Like in the NBA, for me, it was easy. You kind of knew who the good teams were, knew who the good players were. This is obviously a different animal for me. So just trying to learn, you know, styles. What can we take from some of these teams that we just played that may be similar to Big 12 teams? You know, I find myself looking at scores every night to try to kind of see who's where and how things stack up. So, that's part of the fun. I think that's part of the challenge as well. And so, we'll be super dialed in on what's happening around the league here as things start ramping up as we get ready for that first one against Arizona State.
Well, Coach, tough one tonight. Better days ahead, and we look forward to being with you again. It'll be 8 days from today. We'll do it again home to Fresno State at the Marriott Center week from Wednesday. So we will do it again then. Thanks for tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, all right. Coach.